Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Tommy Lou Gehrig. Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Dude's dog's damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. The greatest playoff victory of my lifetime for the Knicks. 888-808-1019. As we all try to catch our breath, although it's going to be a little bit harder for me now after I was just screaming like that, but I'm pumped up. I'm excited because we just witnessed greatness. We just witnessed the greatest playoff victory, certainly of my lifetime, in 40 years on this planet. One of the greatest fourth quarter performances, not only as a team, but individually from Jalen Brunson. Down 22 with, 7 minutes to go? The Knicks come roaring back. Tie the game up. And ultimately goes to overtime. And then they completely and utterly boat raced the Cavs in overtime. It's impossible not to think about last year and everything that went wrong down the stretch in game one at home in the Eastern Conference Finals. And then fast forward a year later, and everything that went wrong last year went right for the Knicks this year, including luck, because last year, the Halliburton shot that basically hit the roof of Madison Square Garden and then went in, which is just one of the craziest shots in history and one that haunts the dreams of myself and my fellow Knicks fans. Here we are a year later. The ball bounces in for Shamet. The ball goes in and out for Merrill and the Cavs to the point where Breen almost called it a game winner, because it was in. It basically popped right out. The basketball gods smiling on the Knicks. A franchise and a fan base that has been starving for this type of run. Starving for this type of win. With so many brutal, awful, bad, gut-punching, devastating playoff losses through the years. If you're old enough to remember the championships and you were alive, that's great. But for many of us out there, we weren't. And all we have seen is playoff heartbreak, ultimately. And tonight was trending in that direction. It really was a situation, ultimately, where the Knicks played sloppy basketball, turning the ball over left and right, couldn't hit a shot. Clearly a team that was rusty. Clearly a team that looked like a group that hasn't played basketball in over a week. And as far as the Cavs, at the end of the game, they look like a team that had played too much basketball recently. Back-to-back seven-game series. Because with about 7 minutes left. And let me just thank the sports loser. That sports loser himself. Because obviously Jalen Brunson, one of the great... And I'm not talking about Jalen, by the way. I'll get to the sports loser in a second here. Jalen Brunson put the cape on and had the single greatest fourth quarter performance that I have ever seen from a Knick in the playoffs. Absolutely was cooking dudes out there. Specifically, that sports loser, James Harden. Because as soon as he started taking over in the fourth quarter and shooting the ball and doing it and turning it over and couldn't guard anybody, it opened the door for the Knicks. I've said it over and over and over again. Go get the tape and play it back from now to the end of eternity, when you, and I said it right when the Cavs did it, you trade for that sports loser, James Harden, and you get what you deserve. It might not be in the first round, it might not be in the second round, but at some point, he will torpedo your basketball team because he's a loser when it comes to sports. A gutless loser. And that's exactly what happened tonight. And I was in my text chain with all my friends. I'm like, let Harden keep shooting, let Harden keep shooting, let Harden keep shooting. How you get away from Donovan Mitchell and how he doesn't take the last shot of the game is beyond me, and Atkinson doesn't call a timeout. So the Cavs were just completely clueless down the stretch. And the Knicks took full advantage of that as Jalen Brunson completely took over this game. And how about Mikal Bridges? Mikal Bridges, who went from his lowest point as a Knick. Game three against the Hawks, 0 points. 0 points. Four turnovers. He had more turnovers than points, rebounds, and assists combined. And since then, slowly but surely, took a couple games to get going, but he was turning around right out of the, you know, a couple games in, and then, boom, took off. And ever since then, Bridges was arguably the best player on the floor for the Knicks in the Sixers series, and he was once again down the stretch during this incredible comeback. Bridges, once again, was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Defensively, the Knicks look like a totally different team with 7 minutes to go in the game. A totally different team from 7 minutes to the end of overtime. They completely put the clamps on the Cavs. The rust finally wore off. The rust wore off. Brunson put on the cape, and that sports loser, James Harden, does what he does all the time. Lose. Because that's what he is. So congratulations, Cleveland. He got you this far. Now you're going home. You could basically burst out the brooms. I said it was going to be in five, probably going to be in four now. We avoided the no biggie game. Because that's exactly what I would have said coming on the air. If the Knicks had lost by 30, I was going to say no biggie. Because it is no biggie. Because they're better than this team. They have more heart. The Cavs are gutless. I've been saying that forever. I'm sure Evan has those tapes. I've been calling them the gutless fraudulators forever. Because that's what they are. Not Donovan Mitchell. He's not. But the rest of those dudes are. Spitting all over the place. I got a slobber all over my papers. That's okay. Who cares? I'm the only one in here. I'm so fired up. And if you were at the Garden tonight, number one, give me a call. 888-808-1019. I am so envious and jealous of you that you were at the Garden. Because you got to witness one of the great sporting events and wins in the history of this town. The history of this city. That's what you witness. At the greatest arena in the world, the Mecca, world's most famous, you got to see one of the greatest playoff victories ever. That's how remarkable it was. And you got to see one of the greatest fourth quarter comebacks and performances individually by Jalen Brunson that you will ever see in your life. And when you consider last year, how it went down in game one, the shot by Halliburton that hit the roof went in, and then you consider the bounces that the Knicks got at the end of the game. They certainly didn't get any to make up the deficit, but at the end of the game, the Shamit, boom, three, looked like it was about to rim off, went in, and then the Cavs attempt at the end of the game was basically three quarters down and then popped up. The stars have aligned. It's a team of destiny. This is their year. Because when things like this start to happen, number one, they're a great team. And it took them a little bit of a while to get going and knock off the rust. But then at the end of the game, even after the Mobley 3, which kind of stopped the bleeding, the Knicks bounced right back. And yes, it helps that you're playing gutless frauds. That's what you're playing against. That certainly helps. Because that's exactly who Cleveland is. And that's exactly why I thought the Knicks would steamroll them in this series. Now, that didn't happen tonight. They didn't technically steamroll them. But they certainly steamrolled them from about 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter to the end of overtime. And now, good luck if you're Cleveland picking yourself up off the mat and finding a way in this series. Because now you have a night in New York to think about it, which is never good, especially for guys like James Harden. I'm sure he's not going to go watch tape in his off day. And the Knicks are riding about as high as you possibly can be riding. What a win, what a night, and what a run this team is on. They took a massive punch in this game. And they look like they were down and out. Sloppy basketball, turning it over left and right, couldn't hit any three-pointers. I thought I was going to have to sit here for 3 hours on the radio and take calls. Why'd they keep taking three-pointers? Why'd they keep taking three-pointers? Because that's their offense. That's why. And three-pointers, a bunch from Bridges, Shamet, Brunson. That's what got them back in the game. And JB completely cooking James Harden out there. And this is what you get from the NBA. You do see runs like this and leads blown like this. Thankfully, this time it wasn't the Knicks on the wrong side of it, because we have been on the wrong side of it before. That's for sure. And going back to last year, game one against the Pacers, the Halliburton shot, and that set the tone for that series. That set the tone. And here we are a year later, and the bounces went their way. The shots went in. Brunson took over. Bridges, incredible again. And it's a completely different script 1 year later. And the Cavs will not recover from this. They will not. I thought the series would go five. I might change it to four now. I might change, because I was giving him the gentleman sweep, because I do love Donovan Mitchell. And he played his ass off. They went away from him at the end of the game, because that's smart. You know what? Let's not go to Donovan Mitchell. Let's go to James Harden. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. I would have sent James Harden to a strip club with about 7 minutes left and said, sit down. We don't need you out here. He's a loser. I don't know how to say it any harsher in a sports sense. Obviously, he's made it in life. The guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame, basically, but he's not a winner at all. He just doesn't have it inside. But you know who does? Jalen Brunson. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We will get to all your calls. We have a ton of time here on After Hours. Hours and hours and hours to take your phone calls. Nick Reaction, if you were at the game, love to hear from you. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Positive Tommy here in the late night. It is Loogie here in the late night. A very happy, a very exciting, a very historic night in New York sports. And we'll break it down and get your reaction coming up. It's After Hours here on The Fan.